We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're All Local for Thursday morning, the 29th of September, 2022. We're heading for a high today, sunny and a bit cooler with a high in the low to mid 80s. That sounds really nice. And then tonight we'll be down in the 50s. I'm John Little. Well, police have arrested two men they say broke into a Collin County home. They tied up a woman, they say, and robbed the place. It was her neighbor who noticed something suspicious and called police. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Murphy police heard from a caller who told dispatchers that they had seen a suspicious vehicle driving around the neighborhood for some time, and that it had pulled up behind the neighbor's house. When officers got there, they found two masked men walking out of the home through the garage door carrying property. They were both arrested. When police went inside the house, they found the homeowner, an elderly woman, with her hands tied behind her back. She told officers the men had broken into her home, tied her up, and began ransacking the house looking for things to steal. She was unharmed. The men have been charged with burglary of a habitation and unlawful restraint. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Denton landlord is captured on video threatening his tenant with a gun. Now he's been arrested. 68-year-old Philip Young is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, family violence. In the incident, it happened September 9th. Young is seen holding a gun while confronting his tenant who was trying to get to the kitchen. But Young won't let him, saying he didn't pay for kitchen privileges.
I didn't threaten to shoot you.
But you said if you go to the kitchen and you have the gun with you, what are you going to do?
If I have the gun with me, maybe you should figure it out.
Police were called to the home twice that day. Each time they left without taking anyone into custody. The second time, the tenant said he didn't wish to press charges, but the case was referred to detectives. Young told officers he had no intention of shooting his tenant, but an email to detectives earlier this week said he admitted the thought did cross his mind. Young is free this morning on $10,000 bond. A Plano man will spend the rest of his life behind bars for killing a Dallas man last summer. 25-year-old Jordan Jacobs has been convicted of capital murder for the shooting death of Stephen Gambles, who was gunned down in front of a convenience store. The conviction brought an automatic sentence of life without parole. In Parker County, a 12-year-old girl at the center of a murder pact with another 12-year-old has died. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the update on a story we told you about first last week.
The Parker County Sheriff's Office says the 12-year-old girl who shot her father last week died a short time later, and her death has been ruled a suicide. Investigators say they believe the girl had hatched a plan with the 12-year-old girl from Lufkin in which they would kill their parents and run off to Georgia together. When the Parker County girl failed to kill her father, she shot herself in the head. The Lufkin girl failed to follow through on her end. Nonetheless, she's charged with criminal conspiracy. From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Mansfield man who attacked a Capitol cop during the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol will spend the next several years behind bars. KRLD's LP Phillips has the latest.
Lucas Denny has been sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison for not only taking part in the assault on the Capitol, he actually helped pull a D.C. police officer out of a line and into a hostile crowd. Court records show Denny went to Washington last year with intentions to go from President Trump's rally to the U.S. Capitol. The records say he fully expected Vice President Pence to halt the certification of the Electoral College and that there would be a response by Antifa and Black Lives Matters. Denny was there to fight back. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ian is now a tropical storm, but it's still packing strong winds and dumping a lot of rain in Florida. Extensive damage is happening from this monster storm, and the Texas Baptist men are helping.
Volunteers with Texas Baptist men have been watching and waiting, and now they are preparing to head out to the hardest hit areas of Florida to help with recovery efforts.
So I know there's been two tornadoes already reported. That requires a chainsaw response. There's going to be massive flooding possibly from this storm.
John Hall with Texas Baptist Men says they're sending out flood recovery teams and even a mobile kitchen unit to help get warm meals to people who need them most. They're also taking their shower and laundry units so that people can clean up if they need to. This is what the Texas Baptist Men prepare for year-round, so Hall says they are ready. They're expected to get word on where they're needed most sometime today. Bailey, Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ian is 1,000 miles away, but it is such a huge storm that beaches here in Texas are being impacted, and some people say they're enjoying those changes.
And those people are the surfers who are enjoying larger than normal waves. Wednesday, the surf lovers took their boards out to catch waves of 8 feet and better, but the downside is that the rip currents are expected to be stronger than usual, at least through Friday and maybe into the weekend. Also, the city of Corpus Christi is expecting a storm surge, which could cover the sand up to the dunes. The Padre Island National Seashore beaches are closed to vehicles today and Friday. Whether they reopen for the weekend will depend on conditions. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Animal control officers have a warning for people in Plano after a bat tested positive for rabies.
The bat came into contact with a resident's pet earlier this week near K Avenue and Westminster Drive. The pet is being isolated for 90 days because the owners had not kept it up to date on its vaccines. Plano officials are urging anyone who may have come into contact with the animal to contact the city's animal services office. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A couple days ago, Dak Prescott was hinting his broken thumb has improved to the point that he might be ready to play this Sunday against Washington. But head coach Mike McCarthy says that might be pushing it.
You know, now that he has the stitches out, I mean, you know, the next step is to get the swelling totally out of the, you know, the joint and the, you know, the thumb area, and then, you know, to start to build the strength, you know, so he can grip the football. That's the next step.
Sunday's game kicks off at noon at AT&T Stadium. The Cowboys are 3-point favorites. Meanwhile, the Texas Longhorns try to rebound from their loss at Texas Tech. They're at home against West Virginia on Saturday. That game kicks off at 6:30, and you can hear it on 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.